Good morning. This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. All arrangements have been put in place for the second and final phase of assembly elections in Bihar. 122 constituencies spread over 20 districts will go to polls in this phase tomorrow. More than 3.70 crore voters will decide the fate of 1,302 candidates, including 136 women. Voting will begin at 7 a.m. and will conclude at 6 in the evening, except for 7 constituencies, where it will end at 5 p.m. for security reasons. Campaigning for this phase ended yesterday evening. Elections for the first phase was held on the 6th of this month, which witnessed record turnover of about 65%. Counting of votes will be taken up on the 14th of this month. In a major social initiative, the Assam Cabinet has approved the Assam Prohibition of Polygamy Bill 2025, aimed at outlawing and eliminating the practice of polygamy across the state, except in 6 scheduled areas. The bill prohibits any individual from marrying if they already have a living spouse, are not legally separated, or if their earlier marriage has not been dissolved by a decree of divorce. It also provides for compensation to women affected by polygamous marriages, acknowledging the immense hardship such victims often endure. President Draupadi Murmu is scheduled to address the Angolan parliamentarians at their National Assembly in Luanda today. President Murmu will also interact with the members of the Indian community in Angola. The Indian community in Angola numbers around 8,000, mainly consisting of business persons, professionals and workers in the establishments of Indian owners. It is estimated that around 200 Indian companies operate in Angola, particularly in retail, hospitality, agriculture, plastics, metal, pharmaceuticals, diamonds and amp, automobile sectors. President Murmu had yesterday held wide-ranging discussions with Angolan President João Lourenço. President Murmu is on a visit to Angola and Botswana from the 8th to 13th of November. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has expressed appreciation to the people and leadership of Bhutan for the reverent welcome accorded to the sacred relics of Lord Buddha, which reach Thimphu from India. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said, "These relics symbolize the timeless message of peace, compassion and harmony." He added that the teachings of Lord Buddha are a sacred link between India and Bhutan's shared spiritual heritage. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will be on a two-day visit to Bhutan beginning tomorrow. During the visit, Mr. Modi and King of Bhutan, Jigme Khesar Namgyel Wangchuk, will inaugurate the 1,020-megawatt Phuntsangshu, the second hydroelectric project. The project is jointly developed by India and Bhutan. The Prime Minister will attend the celebrations dedicated to the 70th birth anniversary of the fourth King of Bhutan, Jigme Singye Wangchuk, and also meet his counterpart, Shering Thopke. Union Agriculture and Farmers Welfare Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan will visit Odisha today to participate in key programs on enhancing farmers' income, ensuring nutritional security, and promoting natural farming practices in the state. Mr. Chauhan will attend the inaugural session of the Mandya Dibasa or Millet Day program as the chief guest. He will highlight the center's initiatives on this occasion to encourage the production, processing and consumption of millets across the state and the rest of the country. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast cold wave conditions to prevail over Madhya Pradesh, Chhattisgarh and Jharkhand during the next 3 days. Similar weather conditions will persist over East Rajasthan today. Minimum temperature is expected to fall by 2 to 3 degrees Celsius over Northeast India during the next 2 to 3 days. And in shooting, India's Anish Bhanwala has created history at the ISSF World Championships by clinching silver in the men's 25-meter rapid-fire pistol event at Cairo in Egypt. Anish hit 28 targets in the final holding. The remarkable performance makes Anish the first Indian individual pistol shooter ever to win a World Championships medal at an Olympic event. And that is the end of this news bulletin.